Environmental groups are celebrating a pair of recent state Supreme Court rulings that they say will help protect Wisconsin water. Last week, the court ruled that the Department of Natural Resources has the power to place permit restrictions on high-capacity water wells and large-scale farms. At the center of both cases was a 2011 state law that lays out what state agencies are required or allowed to do. It's known as Act 21. Basically, it says those agencies can only do something if certain statutes or rules explicitly grant that authority. Industry groups argued that Act 21 blocked the DNR from imposing conditions on large livestock farms and from considering wider effects of high-capacity wells. The court ruled that protecting the state's waters, though, is still allowed under the Act. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Should the DNR have wider powers to protect water, or do you think that that power should be more limited? What do you think about these Supreme Court decisions? Did they get it right or wrong? Will this clarification of the DNR's power better protect Wisconsin waters, or will it hurt business? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. In just a bit, we'll hear from a guest who's disappointed with the Supreme Court's decisions. First, Evan Feinauer is a staff attorney at Clean Wisconsin, which helped bring these two cases to the court. Evan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much. It's great to be here.
Well, as I just laid out a lot of legal twists and turns here, big picture though, Evan, what is your reaction to these Supreme Court rulings and what it means for the state?
Well, to be honest, my reaction to seeing these rulings was relief, because we put years and years of work into these cases, myself and our partners, which include Midwest Environmental Advocates in the farm case and Pleasant Lake Management District in the Wells case. And we knew that winning these cases would be extremely important for protecting the state's waters going forward. And at the same time, that losing these cases could have ushered in a really problematic interpretation of law that could have limited the ability of the Department of Natural Resources and other state agencies as well to do the jobs that they need to do to protect people in this state.
Yeah, in just a minute, I want to dig into some of the specifics on what each of these cases involved. But as you just mentioned, this is also a sign for the future. What does this mean for future water regulation by the DNR here in Wisconsin?
Well, at least in the context of these two cases, it means they can go forward and using the tools that we felt that they always had. So in the context of high capacity wells, they can do the analysis that's required by the state constitution to make sure that high capacity wells aren't destroying or harming or impairing surface waters, your lakes, your rivers, your streams. And in the context of farms, it means DNR now has access to the tools that, again, we felt that they should have been using this whole time to have these large farms that spread a tremendous amount of manure on the ground investigate where is the manure causing groundwater contamination and potentially putting caps on the amount of manure that can be produced at these facilities. And this is really important to emphasize. This is about DNR having the ability to use these tools to limit impacts where the facts on the ground and the science support using them. This isn't a one size fits all. This isn't a DNR must do this in all cases. This is about them just having the ability to do it where appropriate.
Now, we've got this Act 21 law I mentioned going back about 10 years now. The idea is, as I understand it, we don't want to give agencies like the DNR too much authority to kind of wing it and apply rules beyond what's intended by statute or by the rulemaking process. The concern from, say, business or farming groups is maybe this gives the DNR too much power to step in beyond the intent of the legislature, of laws we've passed. What do you say to that concern?
Well, so a couple of things there. I mean, I'm a lawyer, so when I want to know what a law says, I look at what the law says. I look at the text on the page. And it says here that DNR has to have explicit authority if, for example, is relevant to these cases, they want to include conditions in a permit. So that means I then go to the statutes the legislature passed sometimes years ago, decades ago, saying, DNR, please do this, or you can do that. And if those statutes say that they can do these things, then they can do them. It's explicit. And in these cases, the court agreed with us that those statutes supply DNR with the relevant authority here. So it isn't so much about, did the legislature try to stop DNR from doing this? They're the ones who passed the laws in the first place that the Supreme Court agreed with us, authorized DNR to do these things. So it isn't sort of the legislature versus the DNR. It's what the legislature says now versus maybe what it said before. And do these laws really speak to each other in that way? I'm a little skeptical about that. At the end of the day, we felt that they were pushing an extreme interpretation of this law that would have actually hindered the ability of DNR to do the things that the legislature had told it to do. So, for example, DNR is required to put conditions in permits that assure compliance with water quality standards. So we thought that that authorized DNR to require these large farms to monitor to see where their practices might be causing contamination and where they aren't causing contamination, which is also useful to know. To me, that was pretty clear cut. The Supreme Court agreed.
Talking to Evan Feinauer, staff attorney at Clean Wisconsin, looking at a pair of state Supreme Court rulings saying the DNR does have the ability, the power, the authority to set conditions on certain kind of permits. The particular cases here involved large scale animal farms and high capacity water wells. Let's take a look at each of those a little more in depth, Evan, in turn. You were just mentioning watching for water quality around these large livestock farms. What kind of conditions, a little more specifically, can the DNR put on that permit for that farm?
Well, there are a lot of conditions that they have been putting in place the whole time. Mostly these relate to how a farm stores its manure and then how it spreads it on the surface, because that, of course, is a big part of the problem. You have a large amount of manure in a relatively small space. And in places like Northeast Wisconsin, where the geology is such, it can be really sensitive, meaning you get a big storm, you got runoff, you can have contaminated well water, you know, just later that day. It can happen that fast. And so one of the things that we think that they should be doing is just a little bit more investigation, a little bit more monitoring to determine a little bit about the where, when, and how much this contamination is occurring, because that's potentially going to allow DNR to craft additional solutions so that we can get to where we want. Where I think we all want to get, which is people have access to clean drinking water as much as is humanly possible, while understanding that these farms are going to produce this manure and they need to do something with it. So it's about intelligently and sustainably managing what we do with that manure. And in order to do that, we need to know sort of where the problems are. And so monitoring for contamination is really just common sense in that regard. And the court agreed.
That was one of the cases. The other had to do with high-capacity water wells. These are often used for the other kind of agriculture, growing crops here we're talking about. And there's been a long-running issue of whether, if I'm a farmer, I apply to have a high-capacity well or to change my permit. Can the DNR consider how many of these wells, how much drawdown of water in an area there is? Can you talk about this case a little more?
Yeah, so to your point, there's been a little bit of a back and forth in terms of the agency's stance on this particular issue, which to my mind and probably to the mind of a lot of the farmers is unfortunate, because, you know, it creates this uncertainty that hopefully with this court ruling now has been put to bed. But the bottom line here is that under the state constitution, DNR has an obligation to check to make sure that these wells aren't hurting what are known as public trust waters. These are surface waters that are deemed navigable. So if a high capacity well that's used for irrigation is drawing down groundwater in such a way that it's causing, say, a nice trout stream to no longer be such a nice trout stream, DNR can and should take that into account and say, well, can you move this well? Can you pump a little bit less water? Could you dig a deeper well into a deeper aquifer? What are the options that you have so that we can allow you to get the water you need for your crops while also protecting these resources? Which under the state constitution, it's one of the great things about this state is that the state constitution enshrines that all of these waters, they don't belong to any private individuals or companies. They belong to all of us, and the state merely holds them in trust for all of us to use and enjoy. So this isn't about who has a right to the water. It's all of our water, and we're just trying to get to a place where we can sustainably manage it for all these various uses rather than it being overconsumed for short-term goals, reasonable and totally legitimate as they are.
So these are two big cases, as you say, you've been working on for quite a while, one on these large-scale livestock farms, one on high-capacity wells. Are there other water-related disputes in the legal system now that you have your eye on?
Yeah, of course. And it would be hard not to think about how these rulings might affect some of those other cases. In particular, we've seen arguments centering on Act 21, which you explained to your listeners earlier, as this 2011 law, as they relate to things like DNR's attempts to address PFAS contamination, which, you know, hopefully your listeners are familiar with those stories around the state. And so you could see this emerging there. But, you know, most of my work relates to water, and I'm focused on issues related to, you know, lead in drinking water, to wetlands protections. It runs the whole gamut. And that's because we got a lot of water resources in this state, and we need to keep the eye on the ball and make sure we're protecting them so that, you know, my daughter and her children and future generations down the line can enjoy these things like we have growing up here.
Evan, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Evan Finehour is a staff attorney with Clean Wisconsin. We talked to him about two recent state Supreme Court rulings that affirm that the DNR can restrict or deny permits for factory farms and high-capacity wells. After the break, we'll hear from a group that's worried about the impact of those decisions. You can join in at 800-642-1234. How do you feel about these rulings we've been talking about from the state Supreme Court? Do you think the DNR should have this kind of authority to put these conditions on permits for large-scale livestock farms, for high-capacity wells? Are there other water-related issues that you hope or fear that this will impact? You can call in at 800-642-1234. And if you're in one of the communities in the state where this issue is a big deal, love to hear from you. 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking about what the State Department of Natural Resources can and can't do to regulate water after a pair of big state Supreme Court rulings last week. In short, the justices ruled that the DNR has the authority to place permit restrictions on high-capacity wells and large-scale livestock farms. Industry groups, including our next guest, say a law passed in 2011 should limit those actions because it doesn't explicitly say the DNR always has that authority. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Let us know what you think about these Supreme Court rulings, what they mean for environmental protection and business development here in Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Scott Manley is Executive Vice President of Government Relations for Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. Scott, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
Big picture, Scott, your reaction to this pair of Supreme Court rulings.
Well, of course, we think the court got it wrong. We think that they substituted their own political will for the letter of the law as enacted by the people through their legislature. So it's really disappointing, and I think that had the justices that voted for the majority opinion really thought this through, they would have come to the conclusion that they have opened up a Pandora's box as it relates to regulation in this state. And this, you know, the ramifications of this decision could go way beyond high capacity wells. They basically said if agencies have any authority at all, from the legislature, that's enough to regulate, and they can regulate however they want. And that's just not the way we do things in a democracy. We make law by passing bills through the legislature. And the legislature is elected and are accountable to the people. And if the people don't like the laws that the legislature enacts, they can vote them out. But what the Supreme Court said last week was, you know what, we're just going to let the unelected bureaucrats make all of the decisions in this state. And if you don't like it, well, there's very little you can do about it because the bureaucrats aren't elected and they really are answer to no one and are accountable to no one. So the decision last week was really a loss for democracy and very much a win for uncontrolled, unfettered bureaucratic regulation.
Could a legislature now or in the future, along with the governor, change that? I mean, they could go in and say, you know what? No, we don't want high capacity wells regulated in this way. Specifically, we're passing a law to prevent the DNR doing it. It's not that isn't precluded by this decision, is it?
It's not precluded. But in fact, the Act 21, 2011 Act 21, was itself in response to a legislative enactment in response to a Supreme Court decision that the legislature thought the court had misinterpreted the law. So they passed Act 21 and said, no, this is the way agencies' authority operates. And the court got it wrong again. It's sort of like, you know, what does the legislature really need to tell the court in order for them to understand that the Constitution vests the authority for making laws in the elected legislature, not in the unelected bureaucracy. So, yes, I mean, it's a long way of saying, yes, you're right. They could pass something, and we'll certainly encourage them to do that. because we do think it's important that lawmaking and decision making rests with elected officials who are accountable to voters. But it's just, you know, a little bit frustrating because, you know, the court could do what they did last week and just completely ignore the law and sort of make it up as they go, as they want to see it.
What kind of specific concerns do you have about what this could mean for, say, a future livestock application to the state or a high-capacity well application?
Well, I think the concern is that because of the nature of the dairy industry and, you know, the fact that we have lost so many dairy farms in the state, it's very difficult to remain competitive unless you scale up, meaning that you add additional animals to your operation. Then you can achieve an economy of scale that maybe gives you a fighting chance to survive. So, you know, in many respects, the future of the dairy industry in this state is about family farms combining together to sort of combine forces and have a larger scale operation. And this decision last week said, we're gonna let the DNR decide how big farms should be, not the economy, not the free market. We're just going to let unelected bureaucrats decide. And that could be a death knell for small and medium-sized farms that are trying to scale up and try and stay afloat. So it's very concerning, and it's even more concerning that the legislature never gave the DNR the authority to decide how big farms should be. They did give the legislature the authority to say, here's the environmental standards that we want you to meet if you're going to be if you're going to be a dairy farm, for example. And then and we support that, and we support having farms and all types of businesses to be accountable to environmental regulation. But when we get into the business of saying we're going to let unelected bureaucrats decide how many cows you get to have, even, you know, regardless of environmental impacts, that's just wrong. That's something the legislature never gave the agency the authority to do.
But,
and it's frankly sort of amazing that the Supreme Court somehow decided that that's what the law should be.
But if they are empowered to protect water quality and they come to a finding that, I don't know, X number of cows per acre, I don't know what the exact sort of standard is, has a bad impact on the environment, but wouldn't that fit their, I don't know, their mission?
But there's so many ways that you can control environmental impacts aside from just saying you don't get to have cows. I mean, this is, it would be difficult to imagine a more sort of big brother government command and control situation than saying it's not enough just to have environmental standards that you're required to follow. We're now going to tell you how to run your business, even if it means you can't be profitable doing so. The irony is that study after study shows that you're going to have better environmental compliance the more financial resources a business has. And this Supreme Court decision stands for the proposition that we're going to give DNR the authority to limit how many cows can be on a farm, thereby making farms less profitable and making it more difficult for them to achieve environmental compliance. So I think it's, listening to the speaker that you had just before me, I think the irony is that this court decision is going to make it harder to for agriculture to maintain better water quality in our state.
Talking to Scott Manley from Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce about two recent state Supreme Court decisions on the DNR, their ability to regulate farms and high-capacity wells for water quality issues. Let's bring on a caller now. Mike is with us in Rusk County. Mike, hello.
Hi, I'm going to slightly modify my comment based on the WMC gentleman that just spoke. I originally was going to talk about that really there's a difference here in between the advocates of this ruling and the critics of this ruling, and that the advocates are trying to ensure that it's both protect against future harm as well as correct, or I don't want to say punish, but, you know, correct through fines and whatever those people that are in violation of the laws. Whereas the other side is simply a correction side. We'll find somebody once we've proven that there's a problem. Well, by then there's a problem. But what he had just said about how the law works and regulations work when it comes to environmental regulation is they are not in the business of regulating cows, numbers of cows. They're in the business of regulating the capacity of, or the farmers, have they demonstrated that they have the capacity to deal with the waste.
I take your point. We're just about out of time, but Mike making the point there, Scott, that a permit could require, if you have so many cows, here are the steps you have to take to prevent environmental damage. Just in our last minute, can you respond to that?
Well, that was the law even before this. I mean, basically right now, if you're a CAFO, if you have 1,000 animal units or more, you have to do all of these environmental regulations that other farms are not required to do. But this Supreme Court decision says the DNR can actually limit how many cows you can have. I'm not sure if the caller understood that precisely, but that is what the Supreme Court said. And again, I'll go back to the farms that have the financial resources to really manage manure and animal waste are the larger farms. And this decision is going to make it harder for larger farms to even exist at all. And so we'll have, you know, potentially more farms staying as small farms, almost completely unregulated. And that's not good for water quality.
Scott, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Scott Manley, Executive Vice President of Government Relations for Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. Earlier, we heard from Evan Feinauer from Clean Wisconsin, both of them with us to look at two new state Supreme Court decisions on the DNR and water quality.